Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. So it's time now for our guest du jour, and that's Chris Iman. He's the founder of Sell Wholesale Houses and Just for Flips, and he's an expert on flipping houses, and I think just about everybody's thought about doing that at one point. So welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about your business, Chris, and talk about flipping houses, for heaven's sakes.
You know, obviously, A&E, you know, inspires a lot of people, right? Everybody watches. I mean, there's been so many house flipping shows out there, so everybody watches the entertainment of it all, and then they got to try it, right? So it's it helps me because I actually provide some financial services for that. I'm a hard money lender. It helps my business, but you know, they got to get started somewhere. So that's just part of the entrepreneurial thing, whether they develop a product or flipping houses is entrepreneurial. They got to take action. They got to get out there and do their first house. And you see some people do really well and they're return customers. And obviously, you know, I've been on the a little bit of a coach on the phone and like, you know, they got the wrong vendor that, you know, maybe took their money or they didn't sign a contract with them. Or so it's, you know, it's an entrepreneurial thing, but everybody likes taking the ugly house and making it the pretty house, just like you see on all.
Like Hillary and David. Those are the ones we love to watch. What is it? Love it or list it.
But love it or list it. Right.
But you told me before the show that you train people to flip houses. You've like trained 200 people to learn how to flip houses?
Yeah, so I mean, everybody like wants to travel any path, whether, you know, whatever path you want to take. But, you know, I am a coach, so I can help you through some of those pitfalls, like creating a contract with a vendor, you know, finding money. You got to have money to flip houses. It just doesn't just show up on your door. Or how to get private money partners, all the little intricacies that go into actually flipping houses. I help people get through those steps if they're interested. And then I also, you know, to the coffee meeting, I started a what's called the Phoenix RIA. I can only have so many coffee meetings. So actually I do on the third Tuesday of every month, I throw an event and I bring in a speaker to help educate people, because now I can fill a room with 80 people and have 80 coffee meetings, right? Mm-hmm. And so like I can help people through those steps. Once again, it does bring business back to me eventually, but I don't charge for the event. I don't, the only thing is I don't let the guys come up and pitch. I want them to actually give something to the audience. And then if they follow them on social media and they pitch them later, great.
Interesting. Were you always in real estate? And what is a hard money loan? Because I don't think everybody's familiar with that.
So I've been fortunate enough to be in all the downturns. I was actually a tech guy and got laid off twice in the tech downturn, right? So then I went into real estate, went through the financial crisis and got clobbered there. And then I just got back up. But just like every entrepreneur has to, right? We've all seen you get knocked down 7 times and the guy that gets up on the 8th is the guy that wins, right?
That is so true. There are so many failures in the entrepreneurial world, and it's not about licking your wounds. It's about, can you get back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I lost $4.5 million in 08 and paid it back. So it's like I worked my way through it. You got to get back up. And then the hard money lender is like the credit card for houses. Like I charge 12%, but I don't check your credit. I'm like, you want to buy that house and fix and flip it. Mm-hmm. And I just look at it and make sure you're getting a good deal. And if you are, then I'll lend you the money. And that's, but I charge 12% interest. It's right. Actually a little cheaper than the credit card, but you know.
How much money do you lend? Like if I want, let's say I bought, well, we live in the Northeast where houses are a little higher. Let's say I bought a $500,000 house and I wanted to flip it to sell it for $800,000 or something. How much would you lend me?
I usually emit like 60 cents on the dollar. So on a $800,000 house and you bought it for $500,000, I do require a minimum down. I might only require 10% down from you because like 60% will only be 480, but I still want you to have skin in the game because mm-hmm. I'm not checking your credit. I'm not, you know, on your credit score. I want you to succeed because then I get my money back, right?
So. Right.
So how long does it take to flip a house? And I guess that means you have to be pretty handy yourself. Or can you make money hiring contractors to do it? Kind of what's the, how do you go about doing this?
Yeah, so the first guy generally comes in that flips a house is, you know, doing it one at a time, right? And then that's kind of the solopreneur. And then any kind of scale, then they got to start hiring people, right? They got to start hiring contractors and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, you know, but the solopreneur usually is the guy that comes to the coffee meeting or the meetup. And then, you know, if they're good at it, they start scaling and then they hire contractors and interior designers and, you know.
So how much money can you make?
Generally, you're looking for 10% of like acquisition price. Like for instance, her house for $500,000, her goal over like a 4 to 5 month period, she's looking to make 10%, so $50,000 on that deal. But if you're leveraging it cash on cash, it can be 30%, 40%, 50%.
That sounds pretty good to me. Maybe we should get out of the radio business and get into the
house flipping. Out of the radio business.
So that's really interesting. But do you help them with the contractors? Because I mean, you know how it is working with contractors. A 5 month project turns into 15 months because the guy doesn't pay his subs or he doesn't show up or, you know.
Contractors is definitely probably the trickiest part of the game, and I don't get involved in, because if you refer somebody, maybe they're great today, but all of us, we're all people. We go through our problems, and that contractor could be a great contractor today and mismanage money and all that, and then he's a terrible contractor.
We hired a contractor to redo our basement, just to give you.
I was just thinking that.
And it took him forever.
2 years for a basement.
For a basement. And then on top of that, they had the best reputation in the area. Right after they finished the basement, they declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And you know, ours was like the last project that they did, and we were having trouble getting them to come back and finish stuff. Mm. And now we know why, right? Yeah. And I knew people who said, yeah, we had lent these guys money, we had sold them lumber, and it was a big nightmare. But they had been contractors in the area for like 30 years, family-owned business, and they were famous, and it just happened overnight.
That brings us to another point. I loved your comment about contracts, and I really feel like if you have a strong contract, it still can be kind of hard to enforce it, but at least you have it written down. You know what the terms are. Do you review the contracts of the people that you work with, or do you have an attorney review them? What do you do?
I just have a contract that I've made up for contractors, and I have them sign. You know, a lot of people just like have the guy come out to the house and give them a bid, and the guy says 50% down, and there is no written contract, right? They just, here's the 50% down, and you got nothing if they decide to show up or whatever.
Well, the problem is lots of times there's misunderstanding. So yeah. I once had a client who wanted to have their room painted, actually a couple of rooms in their house. And the guy came in and he painted all the walls, but he didn't paint any of the baseboards or the trim.
Yeah.
Right.
And
he's like, that's going to be another $1,500 for that. And that guy's like, well, I thought you're going to paint my walls. Right. But they had no contract. Nothing was written down. And the painter just thought he looked at the job one way and the client looked at the job the other way. So,
yes.
You know, and so if you at least you write it down, then there's a chance that you'll minimize at least some of that.
And I think my point, too, is this flipping houses is not for the faint of heart.
It's entrepreneurship. It's just like everything. People are going to succeed. People are going to fail. And having the right contractor, having the right communication, you know, all that stuff. It's just business, right?
Right.
So if somebody wants to start flipping houses and they've never done it before, what do you tell them?
I kind of always tell them, like, this is not what you see on TV. This is, you know, you're going to create yourself a job. But, you know, a lot of people are trying to get out of the 9 to 5 and this is what they want to do. So that's kind of the transition in our industry. They're working some kind of 9 to 5 and now they want to be their own boss. And this looks like what they want to do. So, yeah, I obviously say contractors, you're going to be your biggest hurdle. And then finding the deals, you know, you got to find the deals and then funding the deals, right? So.
So location is still like one of the key things, right?
Yeah.
That's what they always say.
Location. Yeah, location, location.
And so how do you figure out what a good location is? What are the things you take into consideration?
Well, partnering with a good real estate agent. So, you know, like time is money, right? So time on market is huge. Like, I mean, I don't know New York very well, but I'm sure if, you know, a piece of property came up in this square block, it moves in hours, right? And then you might be maybe 6 blocks from here like I said, I don't know New York, and it might sit there for 90 days, and it's six blocks away. But same thing with, you know, big metropolitans like Phoenix and Miami and Fort Lauderdale. It's like you got to know your location. So having a good agent that understands it, you know, and I always tell my people, like, you need an agent on your team or your spouse, or you need to become one. So it's, you know.
That's good advice. So how quickly you can sell the house, how fast the market is moving in that area is a big consideration.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be stuck paying mortgage for, you finished the house in 3 months, but you haven't sold it yet. So you're making mortgage payments. That's cutting into your profit.
Definitely cutting your profit. And like a 10% margin, you know, sooner or later, if you're paying a point a month to a guy like me, you know, 3 to 4 months down the road and you're, you don't have any profit.
Right. It's all going to the bank.
So it is a risk. Well, it's an entrepreneurial endeavor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you recommend people borrow off their own house to start flipping? Or is a hard money loan kind of the way to go?
So I actually took out a $60,000 line of credit when I got my first house. So, yeah, I did a line of credit on my first house to do it. You can find hard money lenders like me that'll give you like 85, 90% of the money. You can borrow it from your rich grandpa Bob, or you can get a line of credit, but obviously you're going to have to find the cash, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go to events like mine, like a local RIA, which is Real Estate Investor Association. You got guys that are lending money, fixing and flipping houses. I mean, go to meetup.com and there's real estate meetups everywhere in every city, right? So you just got to build your network. And once you build your network, just like we're building our network right here, you know, that helps.
I think the other thing, too, is you have to be aware of materials costs, right? So you're not going to go into a maybe $100,000 house neighborhood and put in marble countertops, right?
Yeah, you got to know, you got to know what you do. And everybody says you need an interior designer. You know, for years and years, I just cheat. I go just on the MLS and I find the 10 houses that have sold right next to mine, and I just copy them. Well, that one sold in 5 days. I'm copying that interior design.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
that's a gem.
Just straight copy them.
And you know, somebody else, just on a slightly different subject, but somebody told me that if you're looking to hire a real estate agent, look for the one that has the most signs up in your area. They're the one that is hot, and they are the one that has the best network and the most energy and all of those things.
Well, if they got all those listings, I mean, agents farm an area, right? So they're going to work that particular area. They're going to know that particular area the best. But yeah, I mean, look, you got to have all the pieces to the puzzle. And yeah, I started, you know, I got my second layoff out in the tech downturn. I started studying basically July 31st. I didn't buy my first house till December 31st. I literally spent, but I didn't have all the gurus or YouTube or anything. I just had to straight figure it out. But it took me 5 months to figure it out. And then I'm like, all right, time to take some action and do it.
Well, that was what I was just going to ask you. Do you advise the people that are borrowing from you to sit down and map out a plan, like with materials costs, like market, like analyze everything and put it together in like a business plan almost?
Like a budget, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I asked for like a spreadsheet on a budget, and they're like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, here's my template. You know,
that's nice. That's really nice.
Well, because I want them to be succeed. I'm lending them money. Mm-hmm. I want my money back, right? So, you know, I don't mind coaching them through the process.
But are you taking a security interest in the house then
too?
Yeah,
I'm taking a first deed of trust, yeah.
Okay, so that kind of helps you feel a little bit more comfortable because the ground's not going away and the house is hopefully not going away, right?
So I'm lending it like, so like to her example, if it's an $800,000 house, I'm only lending like $450,000 to $480,000. So if things go awry, I can always take the house back. Yeah. I mean, I don't do it very often, but, you know, I do it.
So interest rates are pretty high on the buyer's side, right?
Yeah.
How does that affecting the flipping market?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's definitely slowed down. Obviously, everything was booming when we could get 3 and 3.5%. People were buying second homes and vacation homes and all that stuff. And like in Florida, inventory's gone 4X. Phoenix isn't that bad. It's probably 2X, but definitely inventory is rising. You know, obviously, there was a run from stocks last week. So when people run from stocks, they buy bonds. So the 10-year is ticked down. And they're saying that people forget that the Fed rate and the mortgage rates are different. But you're going to see if you see any more, like another bad jobs report, you'll see more people run from stocks and go to bonds. And as that comes down, I think you're going to see mortgages in the fives, high fives by the end of the year. And then that's going to, you know, bring some buying back. You know, it won't be like, you know, people will be like 5.75 is way better than 7.5. And then they might think about moving. You know, but the guy that's sitting on a 3% mortgage is going to sit there for a little bit probably. Yeah. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart. And our guest is Chris Eyman, who's a founder of the Sell Wholesale Houses and also Just for Flips. And we're talking real estate here. We'll be back with more after this.
Have you considered getting life insurance, but you smoke? And you've been told more than once that you need to pay smoker rates, and those rates are too expensive for you? Are you between the ages of 40 and 70? Now, you can call our special toll-free number at the Term Lifeline and learn how to qualify for a life insurance policy at non-smoker rates. That's right. Now you can get a life insurance policy, even if you're a smoker, at non-smoker rates. You can save significantly on a life insurance policy. Call right now. Ask our specialist how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates, even if you are a smoker. We'll shop all the top life insurance companies and provide you rates that you can afford. Call now and ask our agents how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates.
800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. That's 800-565-2430.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. That's 800-255-4940.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart.
And our special guest, Chris Eyman, flipping real estate, financing it, and all sorts of really fascinating things.
Chris, how do people get in touch with you?
SellWholesaleHouses.com. I'm on Instagram, just Chris_Eyman, E-Y-M-A-N-N.
Great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gerhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gerhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.